I have suffered the loss of all things that I may win Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today on the Chair of Unity Octave, we pray especially for the fallen away Catholics. And today is most suitable day for do that, because it's today the feast day of Saint Raymond of Penafort. This saint was born in the year 1175, and his hometown was near Barcelona, Spain. Saint Raymond was a relative of the King of Aragon, and he became a famous teacher with high honors, but he left it all to enter the order of Dominicans. Saint Raymond rather abandoned everything in his good and comfortable life so that he could win salvation for his own soul and also preach to other people that they might save their souls as well. And Saint Raymond did even more than this, to save Christians from the slavery of the Muslims. Saint Raymond got permission from King James, who was then the ruler of Aragon, to establish a specific order to rescue those Christians who had been taken captive by Muslim and then sold into slavery. And in this way of charity and prayer, Saint Raymond rescued very many Christians. But king who gave him permission to establish this order, King James, he was not a very good Catholic himself. He said he was a Catholic, but he was living in sin, thinking that he, as a king, can do what he wants, notwithstanding God's commandments. Once when both King James and Saint Raymond were on a preaching mission on an island, Saint Raymond corrected the king that and said that he have to start to follow and obey all the rules of the Catholic Church. The king promised but did not keep his word, so the saint finally told him that, "I am done with you. I'll leave you on this island alone." The king became furious and said that if any ship captain would dare to offer a ride to Saint Raymond back home, that captain would be punished very hard. Nobody, of course, dared to object the king, so Saint Raymond decided to show this evil king who is who. Putting all his trust to God, Saint Raymond spread his cloak upon the water and tied up one corner of the cloak to a stick to form a little sail. Then he made the sign of the cross, stepped onto the cloak, and sailed along for 6 hours until he reached Barcelona. This miracle greatly scared the king, and he now realized he'd better do what Saint Raymond says, otherwise he will be punished by God for his sins. So the king confessed his sins and became a true follower of Jesus, promising now truly to keep all the commandments of God and of the Catholic Church. And King James had a long and prosperous rule and life, because he ruled as king for over 60 years. One of his sons became the Archbishop of Toledo, and this son died as a martyr when he was killed by the Muslims. You see here, children, in the life of Saint Raymond, that you should never be afraid to keep the commandments of God. If you stay faithful, you'll show to other people how they can become good Catholics too. So many people today live like King James before his conversion, thinking that they can do whatever they want themselves, without thinking what is the will of God. They live on without going to Mass or receiving the sacraments. And today we pray that these people would come back to the Church, where they can get their sins forgiven and can be reconciled with God and finally go to heaven. Today is also the feast day of Saint Emerenciana. This saint was a young girl in Rome who was impressed with the sanctity of Saint Agnes so much that she knew that Agnes's God has to be the true God. So Saint Emerenciana became a catechumen, that is, someone who is studying the faith and preparing for baptism. When Saint Agnes was killed as a martyr, Saint Emerenciana went to her grave to pray, and while praying, she was suddenly attacked by the pagans and killed with stones herself. In this way, Saint Agnes led another girl to hold a true faith, and this other girl also became a saint and a martyr. So children, by keeping commandments of God, not only you will save your own souls, but you see from the lives of Saint Raymond and Saint Emerenciana that you can save other people's souls as well. Make sure that you stay faithful to the Church, that you are sorry of your sins, that you receive the sacraments often, and you keep all the commandments the Church orders you to keep. And in that way, you will be a great example to others and lead other people to follow Jesus as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.